Welcome to the Music Talk podcast with me, Graham Farmer. In this series of conversations, I interview some of the biggest artists, DJs, and producers in the world. I hope you enjoy this series. Let's get into it. Hey, gang. Happy Monday. How are you all doing in the chat? It's Monday, so it means it's demo day. I love Mondays. They're flipping wicked. It's a great start to the week. Listen to brand new music. Listen to all your brand new music. We're changing it up. Bringing March. Gonna have a mix of genres for March. I mixed it up a bit more this month. So, and we're starting with drum and bass and jungle. And we've got DJ Rap joining me. She's very excited. So let's get her in here and we can say hi and get cracking. Hey!
Hello.
How you doing? That's a sparkly hat. I love it.
It's very, very sparkly. I'm on form tonight. Today.
How are you doing? How was your weekend?
Oh, it's good. Thanks for having me here. Really appreciate it. I'm excited to listen to all the music.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. What are you, are you signing stuff with your music at the label? What are you signing at the moment? And what do you look out for?
Well, it depends really. You know, sometimes you don't know, you think you know what you're looking for and then an artist comes along and it just blows your mind. So you just sign them. For me, it's just records that you want to play out. But then It could be the other side of it. It could be records that you want to sync for film. For TV,
right.
You know, that can be different too. So there's a different aspect. I don't always just look for artists that are going to be great for DJ sets, you know, and releases. It can be for the film and sync side of things.
How was your weekend? Did you do anything fun? Were you playing?
This weekend, I wasn't playing. This weekend was a studio session I've got booked, and I'm working on some very exciting music with General Levy. So I'm excited about that. And just working on tracks and getting things ready for him and preparing and just a lot to do. So, yeah, I'm grateful when I have a weekend where I'm not DJing because I get to work in the studio and just spend the whole weekend doing that, which is awesome. I've just come from another podcast, so it's just go, go, go at the moment, which is good. Love it when it's busy.
Well, that's good. That's good. Oh, yeah, thank you. I know that it's been a rush for you this afternoon, so thank you for doing
this. Okay.
And let's get in because there's loads of demos and just so you're aware, if you like something, we can give it either the or if you really like it, then we can give it the big old we can give it the smash. And again, if the chat, if you like them as well, just in the chat, you can use the emotes. Tell us what you think. And it also, just if you're liking something, get involved in the chat and tell us what you think of it as well. Loz has put the emotes in the chat. Wicked. Right. So first up, Harvest making drum and bass. This is going to be fun. Ice cold, dead weight, don't escape. Go! It's quite a start.
What start? Actually, this is one of my favourite tracks. I'd like to give this a massive Hulk because I really like this track. I loved it.
Okay.
What a way to start. Let me give you my notes on that track because this is what I've written down. Hopefully you can still see me, okay? Okay, great. So... great intro, work on the arrangement a little so it's DJ friendly. However, if this is a radio edit, then your arrangement is spot on. So if this was a radio edit, you would start where you started. But because if this was a track you wanted DJs to play, I would do a bit of a lead in with the track so that there's a mix friendly version for people to lead in and then get into that drop where the vocal starts, where it all breaks down. solid mix, really great liquid track, absolutely beautiful vocal, could do with some glitter and some effects, reverbs, reverse reverbs, things like that, just to give it that final polish. But absolutely love this track. Well done. It's really beautiful, beautiful track. And you should definitely think about sending that to, you know, liquid based labels like Bookham and Fabio, etc. It's really good work, wonderful work, beautiful track.
Nice. Yes, wicked. Well done, Harvest. What a start.
Yes.
What did he say? What did someone else say in the chat? Someone else said in the chat said, someone said finger licks instead of a snare could work well with this as well. But everyone's liking it in the chat. Everyone's saying liking it. What's that question? Is that John Summit message up? What John
I mean,
Summit
don't forget, those sounds are a producer's choice, you know. So I think it gets into dangerous territory when you start saying you should do this instead of that, because that's the producer's choice. It's really the things to focus on is, are the sounds balanced? Does it give you a good feeling? Is a mix generally good? Because there are things that can be tweaked and fixed. But I think overall, if you're not a musician and you listen to that song, you're just going to love it. And that's what music is about, not making music for other producers, but making music that evokes a feeling in people generally, period. You know, this would do great on Spotify, for example, you know, so that's what I look for.
Oh, clicks, not licks. It's not KFC.
I was going to say licks. Like, what do you mean?
I think it's me reading it, me being a doofus, reading it wrong.
You went to the dark place, Graham.
Right, next up, track Entropy. Entropy said he's gone heavy. So let's see what this is like. Entropy's great.
That is another one that is a Hulk for me. Knocked it straight out of the park. 10 out of 10. Got to give that a Hulk.
Let's give him a Hulk then.
It's very rare you find a producer that understands melody, vibe, the way jungle's supposed to hit, a drum and bass is supposed to hit. I think this guy's going to be a big producer. He, you know, just understands the fundamentals. And let me look at my notes at what else I wrote here as well. So love the track. Absolutely love the mix. Love the way the beats come in. For me, it's missing a little bit. What you've got to be careful of is, a lot of the time your music is heard, it's going to be on a laptop, it's going to be on Spotify, it's going to be a phone. A lot of the sub bass gets lost, even though you can hear it when you've got big headphones on and it will translate in a club. Bear in mind, a lot of your music is going to be heard via Spotify, phone, and this. So what I would suggest in your bass lines is putting some white noise in the bass lines so that people can hear that there's a sub there. It's just that little bit of noise that brings, so you don't just, the bass doesn't disappear when you're listening to it on a phone or whatever. That's really, really important for a track like this. What else did I put? And the track remains interesting all the way throughout. This is absolutely a fantastic track. I think we're going to hear big things from this artist. I'm excited.
Yay, great. Wicked. Do you think the vocal is a little loud as well, though?
I mean, yeah, but to me, those are mixed things, you know, that like... Okay. It's a little bit, it could do with a little bit of a delay as well and some effects. But again, these are producer choices. I like the vocal. I think it's really interesting to mix that house flavor with typically a house type vocal with a drum and bass. I think it's really cool. But what I'm focused on, Graham, is just, is this tune good? Has it got vibes? Because we can fix the mix. We can fix. But if the tune doesn't have that vibe, this could be a very big track. So, you know, I think it's awesome.
Nice, wicked. Yeah, I agree. I'm a similar thing. It's like, can I party to it? Would I like, when it's like me with house music, could I stand in a field with a cider and sway to it? And those sort of defining things that I look for.
And I tell you something else, I'll like this tune in 5 years' time. It's not just a fashion statement that happens and comes and goes. It's like, this tune will sound just as good in 5 years. I'll still like it, you know. So that's a very rare thing to do. So I really want to encourage this artist. Same with the guy before as well. Like, you're making good music, good vibes. And not everything I heard, you know, resonates with me on this level normally. Normally, I'm very, very picky. So for me to say this, I'm not just, what's the word, gaslighting. I'm being genuine about this. I'm really thrilled at these tunes so far.
Oh, amazing. Oh, Entropy, amazing. I'm so happy for both of them. Wicked. Wicked. Okay, this is a great start to the afternoon.
Yes, it is.
Right, next up, Hey Mac. There you go.
Wow, well done.
What a
just another
track.
Another fantastic track. I mean, really, really fantastic. Well done. Same thing for me. This is another Hulk.
Wow.
I love it. It's really good.
Give me the Hulks.
I do like it. Well, look, when it's good, it's good. For me, the only thing I wrote notes-wise for this is that, again, it's a radio edit. So if you wanted to make a DJ version, make sure to do that DJ-friendly intro to the drop. But it's a beautiful, beautiful radio edit. It sounds like, I mean, it's beautiful as it is, but you could even make this a full song with a vocalist and it would be probably a very, very large liquid track for you on Spotify. So for me, I've got nothing bad about it. The only thing I wondered, and I'm not sure because I'm listening to it through Twitch, but I have listened to these tracks prior so that I could give you guys fair critique and honest critique on a big subsystem as well. I feel like maybe the drums are poking out a little bit. That snare seemed a little bit to overpower the rest of it. But, you know, I want to make sure that's not just because I'm listening to it now on Twitch, because I didn't actually put that in my original notes. My original notes, I put a good balance of bass sub beats. Feels like it could be a good full song, but this is fantastic as is. Great job. Beautiful. Awesome. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, I hear what you're saying about could, if it had a full vocal as well, that it would. It would be a huge track, wouldn't it?
I think so.
You could see that even like radio crossover, like you could see it with a big vocal.
One of the things I would say with tracks like this, if you make a bigger use of the effects and drops and you know, really, when I say effects, I don't mean obvious effects, but little reverses into the vocals, like little reverse sounds, you know, in key. And Splice is great for this. You just type in the key of your song and put in reverses and effects and it will come up with a million things that will just, a lot of these tracks, my one consistent, not complaint, because it's not a complaint, but the one thing I notice consistently in nearly all these tracks is they're just lacking that final polish, and I call it that glitter. And so, you know, those little sounds, those bits of foley that you put in, that if you took them away, you'd notice the bareness. But if you have them in, you don't notice the sounds, but they do fill up that space. So there could be a little bit more glitter in that sense of a little bit of foley or tiny reverses or vocals, like, yeah, you know, things like that will really make the sound absolutely finished. I couldn't hear the bass properly on here, but I could hear it when I heard it in my other studio. And again, just a note to remember, like, make sure you test your music on all different formats. And one quick workaround for things like this, if you've got a sub bass, layer it with a reese, cut the sub out and just do the reese. So you've got the top being a reese and the underneath being that sub, so that on any system, those notes will cut through and pop through. But wonderful, 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 wonderful work. Good job. Wicked. Big things from wicked. These artists.
Yeah, wicked. Okay, that's a killer tip as well. I love that. That's great. Banging. Right, bring the beat, Mac. Hey, doing Dudio. Let's do the... He's got the extra bit. Oh, my God, wicked.
I just love his artwork.
Yeah, me too. I was just giggling at, like, that's really cool. Extra beef. I love it. Right, let's get this a go. Let's do this. There we go. That was beefy.
I absolutely love the branding. And this is one of the things that's really important. You know, not only does this person have an absolute unique sound and a really great way of like portraying that strong, but it comes across in his branding and everything is really strong. And that's really important. And I love your cover art. It's amazing. And, you know, those things matter. Let me tell you what the notes I wrote are for this track. Love this track, extra beef, massive. Love your cover art, mix friendly, good arrangement. You have your own unique sound, which in these days is absolutely vital. Very, very good job there. Good mix, balanced and loud without distorting, which is refreshing. Great use of vocals and originality. Well done. So I have nothing constructive that I would change in this. I mean, even if it's not a track that I would personally play, which it is, I love it. But, it, you know, you can still respect the amount of work that's gone into this track. I could hear all the reverbs, all the effects, the spatial awareness in the track that was really good, the build up, the fact that it kept staying interesting. That was immediate to me as well. So good job, like really high quality of work. And again, another massive track. I don't want to say keep doing the Hulks because everyone will think I'm going to do this for every track. But to me, it's just as good as the others. And so far, every producer we've heard, I expect big things from you. I hope when I do my, I mean, I've got a Savior remix competition out right now. And I hope you guys enter that as well, because like really high standard of work. Good job.
Yeah, we've been dropping the link for that in the chat. Tell us about that quickly. Tell us about the remix competition.
So I had a track out recently called Savior. And if you go to the front of my website, djrap.com, or hit the links, basically there's a remix competition and I'm looking for different remixes of it, preferably drum and bass, that I can give a full global release to and possible signing to the label. So it's a big prize. It's a full global release with push on radio, all of that stuff. I treat it as if it's one of my own releases, basically. Second prize is awesome as well. It will go on the dub packs on the website and still get just as much attention. So yeah, you can read all the prizes and everything if you go to my website. Just hit djrap.com, scroll down, it's on the front there, and good luck. It finishes March 31st.
Okay, cool. So we've got plenty of time. Wicked. We've been putting the links in the chat as well, gang. So if you make sure you get on it, and I'll put the link in the Discord as well afterwards as well, and give it a shout in the Discord.
Thank you, Graham.
That's all right. Right, so we've had that's four big tracks. Any right for the label yet, or need more work? Where are we sat with any of these?
I mean, I think every single one of those tracks is one phenomenal, but I play a very distinctive sound and right now they don't fit into that, although I would sign them for more sync, film and TV, if that makes sense. Cool. Like the liquid music is amazing and there's always a need for a liquid catalog. But the thing is, I only want to sign an artist if I can give them full exposure. And it's kind of unfair to sign an artist just for their tracks for sync and they never get a release. Do you know what I mean? But what I would say to the artists that are listening that I've given you a Hulk to, if you are interested in working with me, I am working on a liquid album project where I will give my vocals and have people reinterpret the songs that I've done in a liquid form. So definitely feel free to reach out to me. My email is teamproper@gmail.com, and you know, if you've got a Hulk from me, that means I think there's potential there for us to work together. So it might not be something I play, but it could be an NFT album I put out, it could be a website dub pack that I put out, it could be an album that's just liquid that I put out. So don't be discouraged if I say I won't play your record. That doesn't mean I'm not interested in it.
Awesome.
And not just for the liquid stuff as well. I mean, everything that I've said was good so far, you know, like definitely interested in remixes from people like that, you know. So, yeah, it's all good stuff.
Wicked. Okay. Right. Next up, Dev Entity BJT. Let's do this. I like the artwork for this as well. It's quite cool. It's simple but effective. Let's go.
For this one, because I think it's interesting when people are on the beginning of their journey, and it's a really great start. But there are some things I want to help you with, because I think we can improve on some things. And let's first talk about what's really working this track. Really like a lot of the drum work that you did. It's really intricate and, you know, brings back that jungle vibe, and I think that's really cool. I would start watching your mix levels, but of course, obviously you're at the beginning of this, so that's an easy fix. You know, some of the drums came in louder than the others, but that's not a big deal. The important thing to think about is what's the kind of mood you want to create for people when they're on the dance floor. This is very important when you're creating a vibe. And, you know, you want people to feel not necessarily always happy, but it should evoke a good feeling when you're on the dance floor, right? That's what we want. We want to strive for people with drum and bass to feel energized and to move, because it's about movement, and to feel, you know, uplifted, all right? It's not like trance necessarily, but, you know, still, it's about evoking a feeling. That's very important for you to think about when you make a track. What's the feeling? What's the story behind the track? For example, you could have a track like that with that famous one, Brazil, where there were Brazil sounds and forest sounds and things like that. And then Brazil. And it took people to, it gave them that vibe. You know, it had the castanets and all this stuff. So you've got to think of the story behind your song. Where am I? Where am I seeing this happening? Like, we all make music and we imagine we're either in front of a massive stadium, or, you know, we're in this space, and what feeling do we want to evoke? So with that in mind, I would encourage you to try a different lead synth sound. The sound you started off with is not a sound necessarily I would use, for two reasons. One, it gets a bit monotonous and it doesn't ever break, and it's sort of a down energy feeling. Two, it's very shrill, and on a massive Function One sound system, that's going to hurt people's ears. So you've got to think about spatially where your sounds lie. Are they going to pierce people's eardrums and hurt them? Is there any change in it, or does it become just the same thing constantly, constantly? So I would encourage you to try a different synth line, because the rest of it's really interesting. Also, if you're going to use samples from other people's records, be careful with that, because it's all right for a free competition or something like that, or a mashup, but just make sure you don't do that in tracks you'd like to actually sell, because you can't do that. That's copyright infringement. So it would be nice to see you use samples that aren't obvious, but, you know, obviously at the beginning of your journey, it's a great start. I'd encourage you to think about the synth lines, but overall, good effort.
Yeah, wicked. I agree. Like, that's, thank you, that's wicked. I hope that helped you, Divinity. That's wicked. Right. Wow. Wicked. That's great. Wicked. Thank you, man. That's really cool. Great feedback there. Wicked. Thank you. Right. Blaine.
Blaine?
86.
Blaine.
86. Yeah, I know. I don't know why I did that. That's just stupid. Sometimes it just gets a little silly in here. Let's just put it back in a little bit. Right. Blaine. 86. It was Cursed Love. BMCCM. Right. Let's play this. Hello? What's going on with that fire dude in the fire? It looks like a happy meal in the fire.
Feel so good. How could a curse feel so good? Oh, my.
There we go.
I'll read my notes and then we can... Oh, hold on. Back and forth here. Okay. I love the jazz drums. I would have invited you to have kept that break under the main beat. I thought that was really cool, actually. I like that and incorporate that and make it all one beat. You need some effects, both on drops, some impacts, booms, what I call glitter, so it doesn't sound underproduced. The finish is always in the details. So again, this is one of those tracks that for me just was missing some glitter and stuff. Very original. Love it. Love the vocal. One of the things I'd say, obviously this is a radio edit again, so do think about how DJs will mix this in from the start. It's really important that when you've made the track that you practice it and mix it in yourself to make sure that it flows and it works. That's really important. But as a radio edit, as it stands, that's fine, obviously. The other thing I want to talk about in this track is the bass. So one of the things when you make your track, I always on the master channel drag a utility down and I'll flip the track in mono to listen to how the basses sound, because then you'll see some of your side and mid is coming out more on one side. And I would say to you that that distortion that you've got on the bass, whilst it's good that it cuts through and it lets people know there's a bass there, it's overpowering everything else. So the distortion is too much for me. And also the mid side is sort of the stereo field's a bit off. It's sort of coming out on one side more than the other. So I'd invite you to put your basses in mono and have a listen to how that sounds and then flip it back to stereo, because then you'll know what to do when you're EQing, whether you need to trim down the sides, mids, or, you know, that kind of thing. So that was it for me. I thought it was a really great track, really lovely vibe, beautiful vocal. Again, these are mixed things, so you can learn them. And here's the important thing. No one can teach you how to write a good track. Technically, yes, you can learn everything. So don't worry if your mix isn't great. I'm not saying that's the case with this, but I'm just saying don't worry if sounds aren't quite, you know, it's the vibe there. The vibe is definitely there. No one can teach you that. That's your talent. That's a train. So yeah, I keep thinking there's an earthquake happening. But that's your talent. No one can teach you that or take that from you. So that's the important part. You've got that part. The rest is just stuff you just work on and you know, you add the glitter. It sounds a little underproduced, which is why I'm saying add some of those effects. But apart from that, man, really, really lovely track. Good job.
Wicked, wicked. Yeah, the studio radio says the mono voice is gold. It's great to hear everything in audible, then flip stereo. Yeah, that was the second half, went a bit low on the drop, but does all have the style. Yeah, agreed. Yeah, everyone's agreeing with you. Yes, Lost Seca loved his jazz drums too. Yeah, wicked. And then Tim D5 digging the vocal. Just reading some of the comments as well, saying nice people. Some new people in here. Hey, new people, if you're joining me, I'm Graham. I run Data Transmission. And we stream on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. On Mondays, we do demos, and I'm joined by DJ Rap today. Thank you for doing this today. It's great. This has been great fun.
My pleasure.
Great
demos. Thanks for having me. Yeah, awesome.
Thanks for coming back as well. This is your second time here. Thanks for coming back as well.
It's funny because I'll be scrolling around on TikTok, and suddenly I pop up like on your little and all the other guests that you have. It's really good. So I hope people watch more of it. It's great advice.
Right, Jackie, let's play this from Jackie.
Go.
That was lovely.
Good effort there. I especially love the intro. So again, great if it's a radio edit. Really like that intro. I loved the drums. I thought the drums were really, really, really amazing. Good balance for the mix, you know, nice choice of sounds. For me, I felt it needed some glitter again, drops, effects to make the sound finish. But here's the thing I would say to help you, Jackie, is it's a really good idea to put your favorite track in your door and look at that track and go through it locators by locators down the bars and see what they've got on a track. I do this as a, you know, even to this day, I'll do this. I'll drop a track in my door, and I'll look and I'll say, okay, there's hats in there. There's a break in there. There's a whoosh in there. There's a blah in there. Okay. So I need to add, these are all the ingredients in my cake if I'm going to bake this, right? And I'll go down the locators and just see what's added in the track, because there's a lot of people here with the tracks they've submitted that I feel are not doing that. And it's really valuable because you can then see how your track stands up against other tracks. And one of the things, Jackie, I think you're doing is putting too many ingredients in your cake here. You've got a lot of great ideas that were all at the beginning of the track. And honestly, the first 8 bars, you had the track. You didn't have to do anything different. And you'd have had an amazing vocal bed track that I think a vocal could have gone on there. And this would be a huge track for you. So instead of adding more sounds and putting everything in, like the kitchen sink and all of that stuff, you've got like 5 tracks in one. And it's all good, don't get me wrong. And if you just want this to be an instrumental piece, you had it in the first 8 bars. It was all there. You had the right bass line. You got these beautiful drums. You got the string. And honestly, especially with Liquid, simple is better. So don't overcomplicate your music by putting too many things in, too many changes, too many. If you want to make it different and stand out, focus on the 10 things that you have and how to make the difference. For example, drop the drums out, doing that effect you did, that wah, that was really beautiful. That was a clever choice of a transition. You can use things like that more. I felt that you just kept adding things and adding things, whereas I was encouraged you maybe find that one vocal hook and use what you already had and get rid of 15 channels. You had so much good stuff in there, and save the other good stuff for other tracks because they were all good sounds. There was nothing bad in there at all. So for me, really strong, good effort, but a case of just maybe not being confident enough in believing how good your track was originally. And if you A/B it with someone else's track, you'll see they don't have that much stuff in their tracks. It's just like, have the confidence to know what you did was good. And once you have that, you'll see if you compare it to other people's music, like, okay, you've ever heard that track, Moon in Your Eyes, you know? You know that track that was on V Recording? I'm the one, all I ever wanted was this. I can't sing today, especially, but, you know, if you listen to that track, I'm the one. But if you listen to that track and the genius simplicity of how it was produced, it's got like 10 sounds in it, but it's where the sounds are placed, how it's mixed. And that's what I'm encouraging to do, because I think you have that potential to do that in your track. So, you know, good job, good effort. Love it. Great drums. Love those drums at the beginning, especially.
Wicked, wicked. Yeah, that's great. Yeah, Shelley knows that track. She said it's a beautiful track. Great advice for us, Sesame, she says. Right. How do we say this? Glee Royale? Glee Royale?
Jilly?
Is it a Jilly? Jilly? I think it's a Jilly.
Or is it Jelly?
Jilly. If I'm saying it wrong, dude, I'm really sorry. He can't leave his restaurant at lunchtime. He works in a restaurant, so he's going to watch it back.
Yeah, he's going to watch it back.
Cool. Jackie's in the chat. Wicked. Hi, Jackie.
Hey, Jackie.
Right, let's do this. Whoa. Well, that was a big track.
Who's awake now?
Yeah. Yes. Surround sound, how's your neighbours doing? Have they woken up now? Because I know it's early in the morning there for you. But what? And what is it? Tim 5 lost some roof tiles when the bass came in. And Jack, oh yeah, just before we carry on, Jackie said that she agreed with you on those points, and she thinks you're absolutely right, and she's putting too much in there, so she's going to go and work on that some more.
No worries, Jackie. Good luck. So let's talk about this track then for a second.
Yeah.
Fantastic drum work. And again, what I'd advise you to do is put a noisier track in your door and listen to all the variations. The only constructive criticism I have of this track, because I think the rest, it worked really well. You've got a nice balance of sound, drums and bass all worked. Everything was the way it is. It's a Noro track, you know? I mean, that's the way they're supposed to sound. That's how it sounds. But here's the thing. Every four bars, there should be a turnaround with a bass line. So it should be like da 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 when you're just doing one bass line all the way through in order to keep it interesting. Apart from that, man, everything is functioning as it should on that track. You know what I mean? You've got everything right, amazing drum work, good mix, bass sounds, proper neuro. It's all good. I keep saying neuro. I always get that word wrong. But really good. I would just encourage you to do some turnarounds to keep it fluent. So, you know, every sort of eight bars, something happens with a different bass line just to turn it around to bring it back so it drops back into that main bass. That would be my advice to you. But good job.
Yeah, that's like, I was literally thinking this is it's two sounds the same. And you're right. That would literally fix that problem. Oh, yes, bang him. Because, yeah, I was literally sitting there going, this needs to change. But what you're saying is bang on. Thank you so much. Wicked. Great. Well done, I don't know how to say their name. I hate when I can't say their name.
Yeah, right. Jilly. I mean, when the track's good, it's good, you know? Just sometimes these little things, and this is why I keep saying to people, you're not A-B-ing tracks. I can tell people are not listening. They're making the tracks they want to make, but they're not studying other producers. And when you study other producers, the first thing I did before I made Spiritual Aura is pulled out the top 10 records, because back in the day we played vinyl. Pulled out top 10 records, and I listened to them before I start producing. Like, what is the common denominator and making these tracks work? It's the drop. Okay, what else? They're all DJ friendly. What else? Blah, blah, blah. Study other producers' tracks. There's that train again. Just hold on to everything. study other producers' tracks, you know, before you make a track. If I'm studying a track that's Jump Up, for example, because it's not my primary genre, I want to see what's working about it. Doesn't mean I want to copy it, but maybe it'll give me ideas of how the arrangement should flow, how many turns there are, how the vocals are done. And I've learned so much just this year. Well, last year, 2022, and this year, almost every time I go to make a track now, I have a reference track in my door. Every time. And I'm not ashamed to say that. There's always things you can learn, and you know, I'll watch, how do they do the vocals? Do they pitch the vocals down? How do they do these little stops? Where do they drop the kicks out? What's with the turnaround? So guys, A-B your track. Don't just make what's in your head. Study other producers, because drum and bass is a formula, and there are some things that will always work no matter what happens. There will always need to be a drop. There'll always need to be a specific arrangement that needs to be a certain amount of bars before that drop. There always needs to be some sort of things that hit, and those things will never change. Like, effects are useful, not obviously obvious ways, but find interesting ways. If you don't want to use a riser to create that excitement, you can use, you know, Endless Smile on the Master Channel, which is a great plugin, which basically adds all these like dynamics and reverbs to your whole mix, and just do that for a part and make that an effect. I mean, there's loads of ways to do the old tricks new, so it's really important to do that.
Epic. And you're doing free production streams now on Twitch, I believe. Is that?
Well, I did a series called Open the Door, which was the first one. And you can sign up for the next series as well when we do that. And basically, cool. I just show people my process. And we take a track and I switch between producers. So last time it was myself and Moisin. And I don't know what I'll do for the next one, whether it will just be me or whether it will be me and another guest swapping doors. I might have Dope Ammo do it with me, which is pretty cool. But we'll see. I mean, we just show people our processes, and every producer's got a different process, right? So it's just, you know, we do 4 weeks, one a week, where we do 2 hours. sessions where we just show people like how to do this. They write in their questions and then we sign up. And eventually, you know, if there's enough interest, I'll probably do a subscription for it. We'll see. We'll see how it goes. But right now it's just about giving back and giving some. So if you're interested in signing up for that, go to my website where it says join the tribe on djwrap.com. There's a drop down menu. You'll see Open the Door, Savior Remix Competition, just pick your poison, or just sign up to my newsletter and you'll keep up to date with everything. I send a newsletter out on the first of every month and it lets you know where I'm playing, what's going on, competitions, all the things that I'm doing in DJ Rap world. Or just sign up to the tribe. Whatever you flicks your switch, there's something there for everyone.
Sick. Yeah, we've put those links in the chat as well.
Thank you.
And one of those places you're playing this year is Mucky Weekender, which I'm very excited about because we're going to be there as well.
Oh, awesome. It's hanging out.
Yes. Yes, we can actually hang out, which I'm very excited about. And that's in September. I'm very excited we're going to hang out actually in real life.
I'm actually going to pick my laptop up and walk over there because I'm running out of charge. So If you see me moving around, I am listening to the track. I'm just making sure we don't run out of battery and I just die on you all.
I'll play the next one while you're having a move around. There we go.
Awesome sauce. So I don't know. What I would say about that track, really a lot of things I love about that track. I think there's a lot of really great ideas in there. I think the, there's a lot of really nice sounds. It's pleasant to listen to. What I invite you to do, again, is listen to other people's tracks and how to make it interesting so you're not just looping the same thing over and over and over again. You want your tracks to remain interesting throughout, so maybe you could withhold some of those sounds and then introduce them at a later date so that it keeps building. This really does need a good mix and master to make it shine, but of course you can work on that. And don't forget, guys, if you can't mix and master your own tracks, you can always outsource them for mixing and mastering. I do that on mine, no shame in that whatsoever, you know, and focus on the fun bit, writing the track. The drums could do with some serious side chaining to let the kick and snare pop through. So I would sidechain that kick and then separately sidechain that snare. And that way they will pop through a bit more on your mix. But for me, mainly, great track. Again, just variation, arrangement work. I think you've made a great start. But again, if you start listening to your favorite producers, how about LSB? He's a fantastic liquid drum and bass producer. And I invite you to listen to his productions and how, because he's number one in his game for liquid. For all of you guys who are doing liquid out there, listen to his music, his streams, his YouTube channels are incredible. And just listen to what he puts into a track and you'll see what I'm talking about. It's finding a vocal for a track like this, just that one hook, means you could drop everything down, have it come to the bass and have that vocal just resonate and then bring everything back in. So you could have things keep interesting with the same stuff rather than just make a track and repeat. So It's about finding those sounds that will help you keep things interesting again. I feel that this is a current theme with all these tracks, actually, that we seem to be saying the same thing, but you can see how important it is. And you can always tell people that are making tracks and not really listening to other people's music in a studious way. You listen to music when you're at the gym, but that's different from sitting down and focusing and listening to music and seeing how was this built, what's in this track. That's a different type of listening, and it will ruin you because you'll go to festivals, you'll go to gigs and shows, and you'll never be able to just enjoy a DJ set because you'll be going, oh, I see they put the reset, they did this. Okay, you'll start investigating each track and breaking it down, which it will ruin it for you, but it will help you because you'll go, oh, that's a good idea, I didn't think of that, I could use that idea, you know.
Law says it's a curse.
It is.
What's some other stuff in the chat? Well, there's your train. We get the ice cream van, you get a train. Nice.
Do you hear it? Can you hear it? Yeah.
Yeah. Because obviously I'm in the shed, so we sometimes get the ice cream van pull up in the summer, and it literally pulls up like right behind where I'm sat, and it'll be like you comes blaring through. Yeah. And everyone's like, "Whoa, what an ice cream 99 for me." Yeah.
I find them creepy, ice cream vans. I don't know why. They creep me out. Like clowns creep people out. Ice cream van music creeps me out. I'm like, they need some jungle in there, man. They need some incredible fucking ice cream. They need some different stuff. Get General Levy to do like an ice cream thing on there. Anyway.
Oh, can you imagine? That'd be so sick.
Can you imagine? Incredible. Get your ice cream now. I'm awful.
CB says, and the bin men. Yeah, we had the bin men the other week. That was the other one as well. Everyone's loving that. The incredible flake. Incredible flake.
There you go. Branding it is best. You've already got an idea, Jeff. Graham. There you go.
The incredible flake.
Incredible flake.
Well. Incredible. Right. The next one is from Lamore Disco, and this is a whip. So it's super early on. So let's just see what it looks. Go.
There's a lot to talk about on this track.
That was cool.
I really think this is one of the most interesting tracks on here, and I tell you why. It looped and looped and looped, and I never got bored of it. I think that I love the combination of house with drum and bass. You can tell this person's got his roots in house as well as drum and bass, and he blended them effortlessly. I thought there's real vibe to this. I absolutely love this track. It's got some bits where I was literally head bobbing. MCs would love to spit bars all over this. Now let's talk about the things that didn't work for me. Is that not didn't work, but need to happen to make this a monster track. Like for me, it's again, the arrangement. I would probably sign a track like this if it had the arrangement dialed in right. So, you know, let me look at my notes so I can articulate better. Lack of impact on the first drop. You know, the sounds are good. I'm loving it, but I'm left waiting for the track to take off. But then once you get into it, it gathers pace and it really works well. As a roller, it's a great track. And with better arrangement, this could be a sick, sick tune because the sounds, which is the hardest part to do, he's absolutely nailed. So I think it's just a bit of audio jitsu, just change some things around. Get the arrangement like a big massive drop, you know, you could just build it like doo 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 doo, you know, you really build that and keep repeating that huge, like, because you've got the hook, you've got everything there. I just think this needs to be bigger because you can have it as a roller. There's nothing wrong with that. But if you really want to make a massive tune that everyone's going to play, then you need to make some big drops. Do you know what I mean? But apart from that, probably one of the most interesting tracks to me because it's very difficult as a producer to make vibey sounds that no one else is making and to have your own absolute footprint on a track. And this doesn't sound like anything else that's out there. And for that, I commend you because that is really interesting. And I expect to hear big things from this producer in the future because, you know, that's the trick and he's got his own style and that's awesome. I really love that. Keep on this path. Just work on your arrangement. You know, that's it. Keep on it, put a track in your door that's got a massive arrangement, you know, and just listen to how that drops and you're there. For example, if I was remixing this, not only would I smash it, but that'd be the first thing that I'd do. It would be the remix. It would be the drop. Do you know what I mean? And I'd get someone like Harry Shotter or someone over that. And there's the train again. And I'd get a vocalist to do something over it. You've got a great track there with huge potential. Good luck.
I liked his vocal. Yeah, he's listening. He's watching this as well. Thanks. He has got a good hook. So should we give him the hook of the day? He can have the hook. He can have the hook. You can have the hook. There you go. That's the hook for you. We'll pass him the hook.
Good job, man. Yeah, I'd like to hear more from him. Definitely.
I loved it. The vocal's cool as well. And you're right. Like I loved everything you said. It was wicked.
Thank you.
Killing it.
It is my job, Graham. I do know what I'm doing.
This is killing it. No, I know. But do you know what? I like it when I've got very little to say. It's wicked.
Mic drop. Boom.
Yeah, just leave you to it. It's great. Right. General Vibes. I did it. I agree with you. I completely love that track. It was very cool. Let's go. General Vibes. Let's play this.
Generations caught up. Look how things will switch. Generations caught up. Quick, now they wanna move on the bit.
There you go. You're right.
There's a lot to love about that track. Now, if you look at the way that dropped and the intro happened, that is what I'm talking about. A spot on arrangement, really good use of a vocal, a great big build, wonderful drop. I love pretty much everything on this track. Personally, the only reason I wouldn't sign is I'm not a fan of that bass, but that is a producer choice. It's not my type of sound. I would have liked to have heard a jump up sound or a more jungly sound in there. But the drums were amazing. Everything else was amazing. But, you know, if that's the bass you want to make, that's the bass you want to make. That's just a producer choice. So I'm not going to tell you it's not good. It was good. It was your choice. For me personally, I felt that bass overpowered the track. But I love the vocal. Like, I really, really love that track. Love the build. Everything was spot on. For me, just the bass was just the weakest link in that. But, you know, again, I'm not a Neuro fan. I don't like particularly Neuro music, but I can still appreciate the choice of bass sounds and what happens. So this is just a personal taste thing. And you've got to remember, people's opinions, they're like buttholes. Everybody has one. Do you know what I mean? So you don't have to, like, you know, take everyone's word and be that's gospel. You know, that's your personal choice. If you're in love with that bass line, good for you. That's your thing. Because the track's really original. It's got a lot of strong points, drums, mix, all of that's great. Let me see if I wrote any other notes on it. Hold on one second. Great vocal intro, great sounds that match the track, points for being original. You get loads of those from me. Good mix, arrangement flows well. For me, the bass sound overpowers the track. So personally, that would be what would put me off. But that's a personal choice, as I would have gone for a more modern jungle vibe But overall, amazing track.
Okay, he said, thanks for the feedback. I'll take it all on board. I do also make a lot of other different styles as well. Okay, cool.
I mean, I just want to remix that now. I want to take out the bass, put my own bass in, but the rest would be like, oh, I won't touch the rest. It's perfect. So, you know, good job. They're not easy track. Drum and bass is the hardest music in the world to make. And when I say drum and bass, I encompass jungle with that, liquid, all of it. It's the hardest music in the world to make sonically. It's different from house. You know, in house, you've got the kick that drops. In drum and bass, it's all about the sub and side chaining and that snare hitting you like a wet fish. It's very, very difficult to make drum and bass. It's not easy. I want you all to realize that you guys did way better than I did on my journey when I was starting, and my drum and bass tunes were just bleh, rubbish to start with. And it took me a lot of time and many, many years to just get to this point. And you're already way ahead of where I was on my journey when I began. So, you know, keep at it. Don't be discouraged. You're all doing amazing things. I've not heard one bad track. You know, everything that I've commented on can be fixed. But the vibes are there. And that's the thing, you know, nearly every single one of you has got like this incredible writer advantage already. You're already making individual tracks, and I suspect we're going to hear a lot from these producers in the next coming years, because they would have mastered their craft, they'd have got the arrangement down, they would have been listening to other producers, they would understand where the glitter is missing, where the holes lie, and you know, they would have filled those gaps. And now, because they've got the vibe and they're great writers, nothing can stop you. So I really applaud where you all are at this point. Good job, you know.
He said he can send the stem straight away.
Well, you never know. I mean, feel free to send it and I'll listen to it some more. And, you know, you can always email me. But do, guys, have a go at that remix competition, you know. But do send me that demo, actually, because, you know, and for anyone who thinks they want to send me the track and give me another listen and for me to look at it, if I've given you a glowing review, chances are, you know, there's something that could be done with that, or I might send you a vocal to remix. But if I've given you work like, please listen to other people's tracks first, you're missing the arrangement, then wait until you've got that nailed down, because obviously my time is limited and I can't spend time going back and forth on what you need to do on your tracks. Do you know what I mean? So make sure you understand what's missing from a track before you decide to remix someone else's track. But if it's pretty good and there's just one thing sort of like missing for me, like the bass, then yeah, you could send that and I'll definitely take a look at it. Why not?
Oh, yeah, surround sound. I loved, audio jitsu was my favorite word of the day. Jiu-jitsu was my favorite. I agree.
I've trademarked that name, so don't go getting any bright ideas.
I wish I had a kung fu fighting kind of wah on the soundboard here, because that would have been perfect.
Well, it's like DJ Hype's track, 6 million Ways to Die, right? Choose one. That would be the good kung fu track. But yeah, audio jitsu is something I call when I remix tracks. So a lot of the time I'll get a track in my door and I'll just chop it up and remix it the way I want to. In other words, you've got the wave file and I'll be like, oh, I don't like this middle bit of this track that this person did, but I really like what they did there. And then I'll just piece it together and create my own mix of that song, which probably the artist would kill me for. But for me, that happens a lot, where there's a part of a track that's amazing, but they don't repeat it. They go into a different tangent. So yeah, audio jitsu, my stuff.
Love it. I love it. Right. How are we doing? We've got a couple left. Christmas. How the hell do we say Christmaster?
I think it's Christmaster.
Christmaster Delotta.
And can I just say, whilst we're on the subject of pronouncing people's names, think about your branding and how you want people to pronounce your name. Like, I have a friend of mine who's got a DJ name and it's named, and I love him to bits. He's playing my next event. But I said to him, you do realize you're also named after a condom, right? Like, you've got to think about your names. think about how your name comes across. If we're struggling with it, you know, that's an important thing. Your branding, think about that. It doesn't have to make sense. It could be a symbol. It could be whatever. But do think about people trying to figure out how to say your name. That's why we love the More Beef artwork so much, because his branding just poured off the page and everybody resonated with that. And you want the track to be good when you've seen such amazing branding, you know? So.
Magnum Trojan or Giraffe. Oh, no, as a battery just died. Oh, no. I'll play the next track so we can listen to it. And
silence was pierced only by the sound of drums and bass. We'll be right back.
we go.
Sorry about that, everyone. Vanished there for a second. The internet just cut out. Okay, so this track's called Silence or something like that, I believe.
Let them have them. Let them. Yeah, the Christmas. Let them have her.
I put nice intro, good sounds, balanced mix. Bass could do with some slight distortion to cut through the mix. It's a little, but overall, nice mix on the drums. I know this is a darker vibe, and that's what you're looking for. Again, I encourage you to think about the story you're giving people when they are on the dance floor, and if you know, to think about the vibe you want to create, that's important. When it comes to drop, we didn't get to the drop, but when it comes to the drop, it's a little empty, and the problem with that is, even though the track's called Silence, and I get that that's the point, it's ironic, too much silence can make crowds feel uncomfortable, and they sort of stand around. Imagine, right, everybody's like, they get high, right? Not everyone's like that, but a lot of people are, and suddenly they're suddenly thinking about themselves on the dance floor when nothing happens for that awkward like 10 seconds or 15 seconds. So I'm not a fan of leaving spaces on the floor because people tend to not like it. It makes crowds uncomfortable. So you be very careful how you do that with sounds. And if you listen to Goldie's label, Metalheads, they are king at filling in those dark spaces. It keep it moody and dark, but they know how to put those little like meow, meow sounds in there so that you're not just left hanging. And that is important to think about, you know. A nice originality, good job on the drums. And again, just think about those silences because, you know, you've got to be able to fill those gaps. Not everything should be filled to the point where it's like there's no silence, but it's how you deliver the silence because music is in between the notes, right? So it can be like just with a little, you have that breakdown and then you have that. I know we didn't get to that, but because I have listened to these tracks and studied them all day, I want to give you good feedback. But I really like the track in the sense that it's that dark vibe. I get it. And I'd invite you to put some Metalheads music in your door and really listen to how they get that vibe across.
Awesome. Awesome. How are you? You've got a tiny battery left. Have we got time, room for one more, or are we going to run out?
You've definitely got time for one more. How many more do we have?
One.
Oh, great. Perfect. No, I can do that before my computer dies. No worries.
Wicked. This is government fun looking in the wrong direction.
I'm just going to say that's absolutely amazing. I love this track. I it's the only one I haven't heard, so I wanted to listen to it on Discord properly in my headphones because I didn't want to hear it via Twitch because, you know, you've got all this crap going on. I love that track. It's absolutely original, beautiful, trippy, beautiful vibe, dark but glorious all at the same time. Good mix. I'd like to have listened to it again properly because I didn't have notes on this one. But what I heard so far, I just thought that was phenomenal track and just so original. It might not be, you know, the most popular track because it doesn't sound commercial or doesn't sound like everything else. But I personally love this because it's just so beautiful. And to me, this is what drum and bass is when people sort of like just have their own strong character in a track and just make beautiful music from within that just comes out. I mean, whatever's in this producer's head is just beautiful and dark, and I'd like to visit her and poke around his head for a little while because it's just amazing music, you know? And this is the kind of music that unfortunately doesn't get enough love and enough plays on spot because everyone's listening to commercial stuff and everyone's busy making music like everybody else's bloody music. But occasionally you'll get an artist that'll just make something that people, you know, he's a trailblazer. And if you listen to the biggest producers in the world, they're trailblazers. They make sounds that other tracks copy. They make music that other people copy. Suddenly you go on Beatport and you'll hear 50,000 tracks that sound like Blade Runner, or 50,000 tracks that sound like Serum, or, you know, and occasionally a track will come along. It's just so different from everything else. And it's just beautiful. And this is one of those tracks. I want to listen to this again properly. And it's probably the sort of track that I buy just to listen to, and the kind of drum and bass that I would buy to listen to. I might not play it out in front of big crowds, but I'd give it a different arrangement and a remix to do that. And it's absolutely stunning. Really, really. But I almost don't want to fuck with, oh, I shouldn't swear. I don't want to mess with this track because as it is, it's so gorgeous. Do you know what I mean? So amazing. Really, really blown away by that. A shame I didn't get to listen to that properly so I could really go deep on it and take a deep dive with the critique, but yeah, really good work.
Yeah, really good. Really, I really enjoyed it. Like, he had his ear candy, his kind of glitters and his ear candies all singing. It was glorious.
It was. And I would like definitely to speak to that producer and listen to what else he's doing. And that would be someone I'd keep an eye on. But before I go, because I know we're near the end for me, I'm running out of bat. I just want to say how impressive everybody was in here, and all your efforts and the work that you've done. It's really, really amazing work. And I'm really proud of you guys. And I hope that you go on to have amazing careers, and I hope you don't give up, and everything was encouraging. And I hope you keep making music. And if you are interested in remixing music or doing some stuff, get, you know, take those constructive feedbacks that I gave you, and then, you know, feel free to approach me. My email is teamproper@gmail.com, and that is where artists can reach out to me. Don't drive me mad. Just be smart about how you do it. You know, don't ask me to critique every one of your tracks. That's not going to happen. But like, you know, definitely take that on board. And if you've got something there, you know, come back to me when you feel that your game is even better, and I might have some remix work for you. But stunning music, especially that last track. Loved it. And there was loads of tracks, I think third or fourth track down, you know, there's just so many good tracks that just had so much potential. So I definitely would like to stay in touch with these producers, if that's okay, Graham, and just
yeah, 100%.
Love to hear more of their music, you know.
100%. Well, thank you so much for doing this today. Thank you so much for being here and all your time, and what, like, so much feedback, which is absolutely blown away. Thank you so much. It's so wonderful to have you.
Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it. Good luck with your journey, and sorry for the internet cut out. And I'll see you next time, yeah?
Yeah,
One thing I do want to say is for the remix competition, when you do check out the prizes, we always shine lights on new DJs at my Proper Ammo events. We give a new DJ a chance to spin, especially if they want to play their own music. So do check out that remix competition. And for those of you who have given, I would love to hear other SoundCloud links. So if you feel you've got stuff that's good and that you want me to have a listen to, I'm happy to listen to it. God bless everyone. Peace out.
Amazing. See you soon. Bye-bye.